Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I wish I could end this challenging year on an upbeat note, but I consider it far more important to warn you about the upcoming financial upheaval not being covered by the regular media. For over 180 years, the U.S. dollar was strong. It was the planet's strongest currency after World War II until 1971. That strength existed because the dollar was backed by gold. For 150 years, anyone could obtain gold from the U.S. government. After World War II until 1971, foreign governments and central banks could repatriate U.S. currency and treasury debt and receive gold on demand. However, the rot of decades of deficit spending crippled the dollar. After France and the Netherlands ramped up demands for gold from the U.S. government, President Nixon in August 1971 closed the gold exchange window, a temporary measure still in effect almost a half century later. In 1971, an ounce of gold was worth $35. As of early this week, the U.S. dollar had fallen to almost $1,900 for an ounce of gold. That's right, the U.S. dollar has fallen more than 98% against gold in less than 50 years. The problem is U.S. government's inflation of the money supply to fund ever larger budget deficits. When you include the net present value of unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare, the federal government is already more than $100 trillion in the hole. That amount will never be paid in dollars at today's purchasing power. The U.S. government committed itself to the inevitable destruction of the value of the U.S. dollar in 1971. It was just a matter of time before the politicians in Washington would give in to the temptation of massive annual budget deficits that would doom the U.S. dollar. The passage of the CARES Act in March and the budget-busting bill just enacted point to 2020 as the year the dollar was doomed. If you don't already own bullion-priced physical gold and silver to protect your future finances, you may not have much time. That's it for now. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.